Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, September 10th, and I'm reading from the New International Version. In the book of Joshua, we're picking up in the middle of the story of the Israelites crossing the Jordan River. Yesterday's reading reminded us that the priests who were carrying the ark were standing in the middle of the river as everyone passed. So this image of the presence of the Lord and the power of the Lord is right there before them. Starting in verse 14. That day the Lord exalted Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they stood in awe of him all the days of his life, just as they had stood in awe of Moses. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Command that the priest carrying the Ark of the Covenant law to come up out of the Jordan." So Joshua commanded the priest, "Come up out of the Jordan." And the priest came up out of the river carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. No sooner had they set their feet on the dry ground, then the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and ran at flood stage as before. On the 10th day of the first month, the people went up from the Jordan and camped at Gilgal on the eastern border of Jericho. And Joshua set up at Gilgal the 12 stones they had taken out of the Jordan. He said to the Israelites, "In the future, when your descendants ask their parents, 'What do these stones mean?' tell them, 'Israel crossed the Jordan on dry ground. For the Lord your God dried up the Jordan before you until you had crossed over. The Lord your God did to the Jordan what he had done to the Red Sea when he dried it up before us until we had crossed over. He did this so that all the peoples of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful, and so that you might always fear the Lord your God." I love here how the Israelites and Joshua set up an altar of stones, stones that would be stones of remembrance, so that the future generations might remember what the Lord had done for Israel. I love at the end of the passage as well, where Joshua is explaining why the Lord dried up the Jordan River. And he said he did this so that all the peoples of the earth would know how powerful God is, and also so that they, the Israelites, might always fear the Lord. And so I want us to think today about ways that we can remember the powerful hand of God throughout Scripture and what He's done in Scripture, and also in our experience. And what are we doing so that we can encourage and strengthen the generations that are to come? Okay, let's move on to the Psalms today. Today we're in Psalm 105. It's quite a lengthy psalm, and so we're going to split it up. Today I'll read verses 1 through 22. Give praise to the Lord. Proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. That's exactly what we just talked about. Okay, I'm sorry. Sing to him. Sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles and the judgments he pronounced. You, his servants, the descendants of Abraham, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the promise he made for 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. To you I will give the land of Canaan, as the portion you will inherit. When they were but few in number, few indeed, and strangers in it, they wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. He allowed no one to oppress them. For their sake he rebuked kings. Do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. He called down famine on the land and destroyed all their supplies of food. And he sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. They bruised his feet with shackles. His neck was put in irons, till what he foretold came to pass, till the word of the Lord proved him true. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people set him free. He made him master of his household, ruler over all he possessed, to instruct his princes as he pleased, and teach his elders wisdom. This is such a beautiful psalm, and it recounts the history of Israel. And I thought it was so neat that we are reading this on the cusp of them going into this land that was promised to Abraham, to Jacob. We read back in, verse 9, the covenant he made with Abraham. Remember that covenant? To give him a land, to make him a people as numerous as the stars in the sky, and to make him a blessing. That covenant is being fulfilled. There are so many Israelites who have just crossed the Jordan River, and they're about to enter the land of promise. Look at verse 11. To you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion you will inherit. God's word is so wonderful, and I love when it lines up like that in our readings. Let's move on over to Matthew chapter 6. Do you remember where we are in the scriptures? We're in the Sermon on the Mount. This section is about giving to the needy and then about prayer. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room and close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Hey, thanks for listening along as we read God's word together. Here in Matthew chapter 6, we are reminded that the righteous acts that God delights in are those that are done out of an overflow of love, not a desire to be seen by others. Also, we don't need to add words to our prayers in order for God to hear us more. He hears even the shortest prayers, and He knows our heart and whether we have hallowed Him, we see Him as holy, and if we trust in His holy word. I wanted to talk just a minute too about the fact that in Matthew's gospel, the additional doxology or word of praise at the end of the Lord's Prayer is not there. You know that part, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." And I needed to go back and study a little bit and be reminded that this doxology is actually in some of the versions of the Greek manuscripts that we have, but not in the earliest of manuscripts. So what we think is that a scribe over the years ended up adding this as a word of praise at the end of the Lord's Prayer. And the article that I read reminded me that it's probably taken from David's prayer to God in 1 Chronicles 29. And I want to read 1 Chronicles 29:11 for you. "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all." So as we pray this, we're reminded that God's kingdom is powerful and that all will bow down to our Lord Christ. We also are praying that in Christ we have the wellspring of life and power. We saw the power of the Lord in the Jordan River to stop it up, and we see the power of the Lord most clearly in Christ's resurrection. And then we're praying for the glory of the Lord to be known in all the earth. And so that is our prayer today, Lord, that we would be a part of showing others your glory, that we would set up stones of remembrance, that we would recall the times that you have worked in our lives and in our world. And we thank you, Lord, for you are trustworthy and you hear our prayers. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.